When you go to sleep tonight, look at your fingernails. And know that in the morning, they're going to be just a little bit longer than they were when you went to sleep. That there's a force in the universe that is everywhere. And this force doesn't grow your fingernails and stop yours from growing. This force doesn't allow your hair to grow. Well, that's not a good example. This force doesn't beat your heart and not mine. There's one force, one power in all of the universe, and it grows our fingernails, and it beats our heart, and it aligns the planets, and it opens every flower every morning, and it is this universal one song, universe, one song, that connects everything in the universe. It is a way of looking at the world from a spiritual perspective. Where there is despair, said Francesco, let me send hope. Michelangelo once responded, he said, the greater danger is not that our hopes are too high and we fail to reach them, it's that they are too low and we do. I do talk radio across the country all the time, and people will call in with a disease that has been diagnosed as terminal. And I will always tell that person that whatever energy that allowed any miracle to ever take place, that law is still on the books. It hasn't been repealed. Go to that place. Go to that place within you, that quiet place where you have an awareness that you can commune and reconnect to your source. And go there and be at peace. Find that inner joy, that inner island, that inner Tahiti that Melville described, that allows you to know that I am not going to have despair. I'm going to have hope. Where there is darkness, light. And I've spoken already about this whole metaphor of darkness and light. One of the most beautiful quotes from Ralph Waldo Emerson, Ralph who sat right there, he said, there is no object so foul that intense light will not make it beautiful. And so often our thoughts are of darkness. So often at night, sometimes people will, they'll lie in their bed and they won't have any light in the room, and their mind will go into all of the fears and all of their worries and all of the stress. And I tell people, turn the light on. Bring light, literally bring light to that presence. Because in the daytime, when the sun is up, when you're out in the light, things just don't seem the same as they do in the darkness, do they? And it's that light, the bringing light to the presence of darkness. Light is a higher and a faster energy. Bring that energy to the presence of that lower and slower energy called darkness. And it is nullified. It can't survive. Nor can hate, nor can anger. Perfect love, it says in the scriptures, perfect love casteth out all fear. Fear cannot exist in the presence of love. And sadness cannot exist in the presence of joy. Where there is sadness, Francesco said, let me bring joy. Let me find a way inside of me to bring joy into my life. Many people in my life have brought me great joy. Some of them are here today. One of them is a lady who has worked for me for over 20 years. She doesn't understand the concept of not having accidents yet, and I've talked over and over again about when you reach the level of consciousness I'm speaking about, you will access things called intuition and insight, and then you will not be slipping back into these worlds of problems. Her name is Maya Lebo. She sits right here. Thanks for being here, Maya. God bless you. So many wonderful and powerful people in my life, all of them have done this thing for me. They have brought joy to the presence at times in my life of perhaps worry, perhaps fear, perhaps a little grief, sadness, and when I see them, I know that I'm living this prayer.